Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second, the second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third, the third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Dick Williams. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting sixth, the catcher, Pete Daly. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Marv Thornberry. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ned Garber. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ned Garber. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second, the second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third, the left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Gene Freeze. Batting sixth, the catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Al Smith. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Frank Bauman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Frank Bauman. And now, play ball. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a line drive towards third. Carey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly strikes out. Two outs. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bauer. Kluszewski reaches second base with a double. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze bunts towards first. Thornberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Garver covering, for the out. Kluszewski moves to third. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kluszewski scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. Lawler moves to second. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bauman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bauman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Hall pinch runs for Ned Garver. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Trowbridge now pitching. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Bauman moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso strikes out. There goes Bauman. The throw from Daly and Bauman is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kluszewski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Daly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0-for-0 in the game. Freese hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a pop-up towards short. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. the Athletics will come to bat. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 1 in the game. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bauman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornberry hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hamlin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Trowbridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trowbridge hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio bunts towards the mound. Trowbridge fields it and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to second. One out. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bauman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landis. The throw from Daly and he is safe. Landis steals second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trowbridge fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. Tuttle hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump strikes out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoso hits a pop-up towards short. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kluszewski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0 for 1 in the game. Freese hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Bauer hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 2 in the game. Daly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornberry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lawler. The throw from Daly and he is safe. Lawler steals second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smith strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lawler moves to third. Two outs. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bauman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Hamlin bunts towards third. Freeze fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harry Chiti pinch hits for Bob Trowbridge. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 3 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 3 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Marty Cutina now pitching. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Landis is called out on strikes. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 3 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kluszewski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0 for 2 in the game. Freeze takes first base on ball 4. Kluszewski moves to second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up towards first. Klusowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-3 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Kansas City Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.